Well, take just a minute this morning. If you have your Bibles, got a different kind of lesson for you this morning. Lessons from little things from the book of Proverbs. Lessons from little things. Take your Bible, if you would, and turn to Proverbs chapter number 6. And we'll also look at Proverbs chapter number 30. I was reading in my devotions and I read the Proverbs 30 a couple days ago, well, yesterday, and I've been thinking about this for some time, but when I read it yesterday, it just, I want to put it all together. And so I've been thinking about it, but this is a lesson about little things. Take your Bible and turn to Proverbs 6. The word ant, how many know what an ant is? A little animal crawls on the ground, an ant. Well, the word ant is only used in the Bible two times. Ant and ants. We're going to look at the lessons we can learn from an ant. You know, God doesn't do something by accident. Everything has a purpose. And I want to show you that in a minute. But also, he uses the term coney. Now, that's a small little animal in Africa that we don't have in America. And it's a rock badger. It looks sort of like a gopher, you know, in the West, sort of like a squirrel. But there's something unique we can learn about them from. So there's four different animals, little things that we're going to learn about this morning. And I want you to see the next time you see a particular animal, maybe you can say, I wonder why God made that one. I wonder what the lesson is from that one. Now, if you have your Bible, Proverbs 6, look at verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Now, a sluggard is a lazy person. It's a person that doesn't have any initiative. It could be a drunkard. But it's primarily somebody that overindulges in themselves. Okay? Lazy, overindulges in just kind of laying around in the bed. How many of you know what the snooze is on your alarm clock? How many know what a snooze button is? How many ever use your snooze button? Okay? All right. I had a secretary one time that used her snooze button, started at 5 in the morning, and every 10 minutes it went off until it got to be 6 or 6:30. I said, you do what? She said, it just takes me a while to get ready to get out of bed. So can you imagine? Every 10 minutes, 6 or 8 times, bam, 10 more minutes, bam. I'd be exhausted by the time I might get up. But that's what she used the snooze button for. A sluggard is one that doesn't have a snooze button on their clock. They have one in their head. And they just don't get up. Now notice, verse 6, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. So there's a lesson God wants us to learn from the ant. Now watch this, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Now, how many of you look forward? Now, we just had spring break. And how many of you have children that just want to lay in bed sometimes? I mean, we're talking about, okay? How many of you would just like to lay in bed sometimes, all right? I'm that way. I get it so rarely that, you know, I just get up at the normal time. How many of you have that same problem? I mean, you try to sleep late and you just can't do it. You might be able to go back, lay back down, but, you know, the odds are you're going to lay there and toss and turn. Well, notice what he says in verse number 9. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? There's the question. Now, there's more than the Lord is not interested in us not getting a good night's rest. He's interested in us not indulging ourselves in things that we want alone. Self-indulgent. Now watch. Number 10. Yet a little sleep. There's your snooze button. You might want to write that down. That's the snooze button in Scripture. All right. Yet a little sleep. A little slumber. A little folding of the hands to sleep. You know, you're laying in bed and just kind of lay your hands over your bed. See, oh, I'm going to go back to sleep a little bit. A little folding of the hands to sleep. so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. And thy want, your lack, as an armed man. So, he's trying to teach us not to be indulgent of our own selves. Okay, now take your Bible and turn to Proverbs 30, if you would. Proverbs 30. And notice with me, Proverbs 30 and verse number 25. Verse 24 we'll start with. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. So anything that's wise we can learn from. And God created the animals and the birds, and he created them for a purpose. And so you'll notice that these four were created to make us wise. Now watch what he says. Verse 25. This is the second mention of an ant, and the only two in Scripture. The ants are a people not strong. How many of you in this room are not very strong? I mean, you don't have to raise your hand. But you don't feel like I'm a very strong person. Well, then we need to watch out for the ant and learn the lessons. Watch this. Yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies. Now, a coney, like I said to you, is a rock badger. They still exist. They're there. Looks sort of like a squirrel. Out in the west, they have gophers. You'll notice if you would, it says this. The conies are but a feeble folk. So these first two are about people that feel like they're weak within. Notice what he says. Yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. So there are four things that he wants us to learn from, four particular creations that God has made. Now, I want you to notice, number one, the ant. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 6. I wanted you to just kind of have the total number of four in your mind. And to watch, number one, in verse number 6, it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways. Now, when I was in on the Amazon trip, we went to a little, you might say it was a little zoo, and they had unique creatures there. But I noticed as I was walking by on the trail, they had ants. Everybody's got ants. Could you put them up on the screen? I want you to see this. Okay, do you see all those little pieces of leaf? Can you see them? There are ants under them, and they're carrying them. Now, there's no one there saying, hey, you, take that one over there. Hey, you, go this way. Hey, pick up the speed a little bit. Hey, you don't have one. You need to get a piece of leaf. Okay, now the next one. I want you to see. Hey, can you see them? Now you can see them in action.
That's right. Sounds like you read the Bible a couple times.
I'm watching. Now, they're talking, and I'm learning a Bible lesson. That's the reason why I saw this. You'll hear people talking on it. Can you play it one more time? Or is that too much trouble? Okay. You can see them. There's a line that's about 100 feet long as they're carrying all those things. And I don't know that I got the end one, but they're taking them right into a hole. And they're storing it up. Now, we can watch those pieces of leaves and the ants. And as I watched them, I tracked them. I would take in a picture every so often. And I tracked them all the way around to that little hole, where apparently the whole colony of ants were storing their winter food. Now, in the Amazon, it doesn't get cold. But they still had the same wiring as ants all over the world. And they put their food back in the summer. Now, I want you to notice, he says in chapter 6, verse 6 of Proverbs, consider her ways. Now, this original word consider is to behold, to watch. And I didn't realize it. I had been thinking about this lesson for 6 to 8 months. And I was a little scared to do it, quite frankly. But then I I was down there and I saw this trail of these ants. And I followed them all the way around to the hole. I was trying to figure out, where are they going? Well, remember this, ants are always going with a purpose. So as I watched them and considered them, and they were going in a certain direction, all I had to do was follow them to the very end, and I could see where they were going. They're putting their food up for the winter. Now, he said, you consider the ant. You watch them and see what they do. Now, I want you to notice a couple things that he brings up about it. Notice, if you would, verse 6, and be wise. So learn the lesson. Now, remember, there's two ways to learn a lesson. One is experience. That's when you don't do something right and you learn the hard way. Oh, my, that hurt. I learned the hard way. I saw on this Magnolia channel that my wife likes to watch. It was demo day. And this guy had a 16 pound sledge and he's hitting underneath a countertop. And I said, oh, no, I've done that before. He's fixing to knock himself out. When that thing goes up and it hits the countertop and comes off and hits him in the head, I've done that with a hammer to myself. How many of you have done that? Anybody here? Now, come on. Don't be saying I'm the only dumb one in this room. I know there's somebody in here that's done it. Just scared to admit it. But anyway, you learn by experience. Or you can watch somebody else and then maybe that hit that countertop and glances off and hits him in the head. And you see them get knocked out and you say, I never want to do that. How many have ever been told don't cut toward yourself? How many have ever been told that? Okay. How many ever did it and cut yourself? Let me show you. Oh, now there's a bunch of you. Okay, that's good. All right. Well, the Lord says, I want you to watch the ant and be wise. I want you to learn the lesson without learning it the hard way. Now, notice, if you would, verse 7, which having no guide. Now, a guide is there to show them what to do. Hey, you follow so-and-so, and you keep following them all the way to the hole. And we're going to store the food there, all the way back on the other side of that tree. There's nobody there. So you know what that is? There should be no one there to tell you when to put things up, when to prepare. A part of the lesson of the ant is don't need someone to tell you which way to go. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, therefore delighteth in his way. So you and I say, I'm going to choose the direction of the Lord. And I don't know where it's going to end up, but I trust him to be my guide. That's the lesson of the ant, number one. Notice number two. He says, which they have no one. Now, notice if you were the next one, overseer. A guide is someone to take you to a certain location. This past week, my wife and I were going to go to a hearing doctor and get some work done on a hearing aid. And she said, oh, it's in Potomac Falls on Palisades Parkway. And I said, oh, that's right over here in Sterling. She said, no, it's in Falls Church. Falls Church. Yeah. So I didn't think about it or question it. We just followed this thing called a GPS. How many ever followed GPS and it was wrong? Well, we followed this GPS up into a building and it happened to be Edgemore Homes. And it didn't have the right address to it. So I said, I'll go in and see if they know where it is. And I go in back and say, do y'all know where the hearing doctor? No. We've been here a long time. Now the GPS was wrong. Don't know how it got wrong. So then we started messing around with it and found out it was back in Sterling. So we drove an hour and a half down, all the way down where it was down in there. And I said it was an hour and a half, probably an hour and 20 minutes. Well, no, about an hour and 5 or 10 minutes. We drove down there because on the way back, the Lord was very gracious to us and we caught every light but two green. We came all the way back very quick. Well, I learned my lesson. And I said, honey, next time we're always going to check out the GPS to make sure it's correct. See, I needed a guide because I didn't know where to go. Well, he says, look, learn the lesson of the ant. He doesn't need a guide other than your Heavenly Father. Learn to trust Him and not other things. Learn to say, Lord, I want to follow You. And so as a result, I don't know where I'm going. I'm going to check it out once and check it out twice. I'm going to make sure the guide is correct, that I'm following the presence of the Lord. So, you know, I think about it. When I thought back on it, you know what I didn't do? Just keep your mouth shut, Jeanette. I didn't pray. That's exactly right. She said, pray. I said, yeah, that's right. I just didn't pray about it. And the Bible says, pray about everything. So, I didn't pray about it. I didn't seek the Lord's advice. And I learned a lesson. A GPS is not what you follow. That doesn't mean that you don't use a GPS. I will. But I'm going to pray about it next time. Say, Lord, would You guide me to the right place? Okay, remember, look at the ant. Realize it has no guide. You don't have one either. So you trust the Lord. He will guide you into all truth, the Bible says in John. He is your guide. You'll notice, if you would, not only that, He is your overseer. He's the one that's watching there to tell you how to do something. You don't notice any of the ants on there, one of them telling the other, hey, carry it on the other shoulder. It'd be a little easier. We learn that there's no one there to oversee our lives. But we trust Him. Lord, would You give me direction? Lord, would You give me oversight? Would You help me to know what to do? How many have ever been facing a big purchase, a car, a house, or something like that, and a piece of land or a decision on a job, and you didn't know which one? You need an overseer. You need one that gives you peace in your heart as to what to do, tell you how to do it. Tell you maybe you pray about it and the Lord directs you to this place. And then He directs you to this place. And you get a good deal because you yielded to the Holy Spirit's oversight in your life. All of us can look at the ant and realize there's no one directing traffic. There's no one telling them. Now, I did notice this. Do you turn it one more time? I want you to see if you notice one other thing. Turn it up. What do you notice there? They're going two directions. Okay. Did you notice they're going two directions? Okay. So what does that mean the first group has done? They've already dropped theirs off and they're going back to get another one. So you ought not to need a guide to tell you keep at it if you want to have things. Remember, the idea is to avoid poverty. Notice, if you would, look at Proverbs chapter 6. In verse number 11, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. If you just take it there one time and leave it, I'm tired. An overseer would say, keep working till the end of the day. Hey, you need to keep working. You know, these people today, I do understand that people work by projects. But how many of you know someone that works from home? I do not like those people, okay? Because they get a chance to just laugh. They get a chance to work in their night equipment. They can just get out of bed, walk over and sit down in front of the computer. And they don't have to have any pants or any clothes on hardly. Just night equipment. Don't have to have their shoes on. And they're on the TV. They can put on a jacket and look just perfect. That's really crummy to me, okay? Because I can't do that. What would it be like if I came in my night equipment to the office on Monday? That would not be good. Okay? So understand, he says, look, the overseer would keep you working. So if you're working from home, you have to realize, watch the ant. Don't stop at the time you want. Stop at the time you ought to. Watch the ant and learn the lesson. Be wise. So you see those ants going one direction one more time. Now, okay, as you zoom in on it, see, I noticed one going one way and then a same amount of ants going back the other way. Now, I didn't count them, but it looked to be pretty well equal. One going that way and one coming this way. So as you watch the ant, you realize You have a responsibility to keep up until the job is done. And so that's what an overseer is for. Notice, if you would, quickly, down in verse number 7, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. Do you remember the children of Israel wanted a king? For what purpose? Can anybody remember? They wanted a king to be like all the other nations, number one. And number two, to fight over their battles, to fight their battles, to tell them what to do. The Lord said, learn from the ant. The ant runs into the hole, is protected, never has a problem. The ant knows what to do. When difficulty comes, they run for shelter. Okay? No king or ruler defends them. They take care of themselves. So it's important that you and I learn to take care of ourselves. But we can't do that unless we watch an ant go back and forth and their diligence back and forth. If you could tag an ant, I don't know how you'd ever do that. Maybe you'd spray them with paint as they're going. Probably kill them. But if you could see them going that way and come back this way and go back that way, you'd count the number of times. It would be until the job is done. Now, notice with me if you would. He says this, verse 8, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. So the idea is they do what they can do at the time that it needs to be done, not when they want it to be done. I can remember going to my grandparents during a Christmas break. Now, in Oklahoma, it's, 15, 20 degrees. It was cold, as you could imagine. And they had an outhouse. And I just wondered if I could not go to the bathroom for 7 days and not have to go to the outhouse. I couldn't. But it's so cold out there. And it was on the north and kind of the northwest. And so the wind would blow. Oh, it was cold. You get out there and almost forgot what you were there for because the cold was so bitter on you. But I remember, we've got to get up and go feed the cattle this morning. And I said, can I go? And they say, sure. So I'd get all bundled up and go get on the trailer. And we'd take hay and throw it on the trailer and the tractor. And I learned to drive the tractor. I don't know, probably 8 or 10 years old. My grandfather would say, okay, you can drive the tractor. Nothing I could hit up and down a hill. And so they'd sit there and be on the tractor, and I'd drive around a big circle, and they'd throw hay bales off. And I remember that was a really cool event. And I hardly could wait to go to Oklahoma so I could drive the tractor in the wintertime, even though it was freezing. But you know what? A cow doesn't provide for their future. An ant does. That's where he didn't say, go to the cow and watch. But he said, go to the ant and watch. Because the ant works when it is the right time until the harvest is done. A horse and a cow, somebody's got to take care of. Don't be like the horse and the cow. Be like the ant. Now take your Bible quickly. I'm running out of time, but turn back over if you would to Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30. And I'll just skim over these pretty quickly. Maybe I'll come back another day, maybe even next Sunday and finish them up. But notice with me, if you would, verse 24, there are four things which are little on the earth, and they're so little you probably wouldn't even think about watching them. But remember, consider their ways and be wise. So the idea is that you would consider these four animals and learn a lesson, not the hard way. If you were a cow, you would die because you wouldn't prepare for yourself. Well, notice if you would, he says, verse 25, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. So they do the things they ought to do in the time it can be done, even though it's not convenient for them, maybe. Maybe they like the summer and like to party and have a good time, but you don't see any ants having parties. You see them working. That row just keeps going back and forth. Notice, if you would, number 2, verse 26, the conies are but a feeble folk. They don't have any self-defense. They don't carry around guns, and they don't have the ability to attack like a wolverine or a wolf. They have natural predators, eagles and hawks and things like that. But notice, if you would, he says in verse number 26, yet they make their houses in the rocks. They know to get into the safe place. Today, Jesus Christ is your rock. You run to the safe place. When you have difficulty, enemies are out after you, run to Jesus. You don't have to turn there, but I could give you the verse in Psalms. It's a great verse. If I could give it to you, let me just take and turn it to Proverbs 18:2 real quickly. I want to take you to the Psalms. I think this is right. I'm not sure. Proverbs, that's not it. I'm sorry. It must be Psalms. Psalm 18:2. Turn to Psalm 18:2, if you would. We'll just see this one verse. And notice verse 1, Psalm 18:1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. So the coney gets his strength from the rocks. The lesson is here, watch the coney. When the enemy comes, they get into the rocks and no one can get them. Well, notice what he says. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is your strength in times of difficulty. And the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I will trust. Learn from the coney to trust the Lord during hard times. Look at the lesson and learn from him. He doesn't have natural strength. Now, you want to know why the Lord wants us to do that? Because he doesn't want us to be fighters and defend ourselves as Christians. Love your enemy. Pray for them to despitefully use you. Notice if you would. And when I say that, that doesn't mean if a thief comes into your house and tries to take your children, you don't fight them off. You certainly would. But notice if you would, very quickly, verse number 27. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. Now watch the lesson here. As Christians, we get strength and encouragement from a local church. So you follow, you have other Christians around you. That's one of the reasons it's important for you to have people around you that are going the same direction. The locusts fly together. They eat together. They fellowship together. And so he said, look, watch the locusts as they fly in groups. You have friends. He that hath friends must show himself friendly. Learn to have friends. Don't be a loner. Learn that as a loner, you're going to have difficulty. Because everybody has hard times sometimes. Everybody struggles sometimes. And it's really important if you've got somebody who can say, hey, would you pray with me? I've got this coming on in my life. I've got that coming on in my life. And folks, that's why I want us to be a family. So that, like, for instance, if you're Rafael Lobos and you've had surgery on your eyes and you can't see and you're legally blind and you hear about a place in Honduras that you can go and have a surgery and you go, Pastor, would you be praying for us? Okay, we'll be praying. That's what a family's for. He said, learn from the locusts. Stick together as you go together. And then notice, if you would, lastly, I won't take very much with this one. Verse 28, the spider taketh hold with her hands as in king's palaces. Do you understand the spider can go anywhere it likes and build a home? And the Lord, if we trust him, he can take us anywhere he wants. You might have a palace. You might have just a regular home. But be like the spider. Learn that when he gets there, he makes it the same home in a palace as it is in a dirt floor. So what's the lesson? Happiness and joy is what you want to put into a family, into a home. A home is not bricks and sticks. It doesn't matter to a spider if he builds in a palace or if he builds in a barn. To him, it's the same. And to us, the same spirit, the same sweetness, and the same joy is anywhere we build a home. Learn the lesson from the spider. Well, today, lessons from little things. Father, would you help us to learn? Help us to pay attention. Lord, help us to consider, Lord, the things that you have made and look from Scripture that we might be wise and not have to suffer the consequences of self-indulgence. In your name we pray. Amen.